Hello, Pod family. Welcome to another moment with me on Parenting Corner. Here in Parenting Corner, we discuss salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your host, Oluwakpelumi Janet. I trust you had a super splendid week. What we'll be talking about today is something that's very important. You know, many parents out there are really bothered about their relationship with their children presently. They are wondering what really went wrong. You know, they used to be very close to their children. They feel, oh, my child was my closest pal. She tells me everything. But presently, it seems as if you no longer gist as you often do. He or she no longer respects your decision. He often questions your choices. And it just seems that you've lost touch with your precious baby. And you're at a loss on what to do. So today we'll be talking on what would be the likely causes and ways in which you could get around it. So first of all, I want to say that as a parent, don't beat yourself too much. I understand the feeling that you have that was wrong, and you're wondering, probably you're a failed parent. You're feeling you are a failed parent, of which you are not though. And then there's this feeling that, oh, people criticize and say, oh, you've lost touch with your child, and you just feel unhappy. You feel a kind of emptiness that was really wrong. So I really don't want you to beat yourself too much. Don't allow the pressure get to you. I want you to understand that this is just a phase, and you can overcome it, and you will surely overcome it. So that's the first thing. Then next, I want you to know that this lovely jewel of yours that seems as if you're no longer in touch with is no longer a baby that you always know. It's no longer the baby you used to know. Growth has happened. He or she now has a broadened knowledge of life. He's now having a sense of his own. Before, when he was younger, he was attached to you. Your decision was all right by him. But now, because he's getting more exposed, so he's no longer the baby that you think he or she is. Growth has already happened. He's getting a broadened knowledge of life. He's now forming his own conviction. He or she is now having friends and meeting new people. You know, the influence has changed. Before, probably you were the only one that has influence over his or her life. But now the person has gone to school, primary, secondary school, or university, as the case may be, and now has met other people, has met his teachers, has met fellow friends, and then probably pastors. So he or she's already having other influences over his life. So one way or the other, you're no longer at the center of he or she's attraction. Somehow there is now a division. So his world is expanding, and new people are beginning to have influence over his or her life, like his teachers, like his friends. So you might want to change the way you view him or her. In as much as we still say things like, oh, Dennis, you're still my little baby, it will help you to see Dennis as a grown child. Now, he or she is no longer a little baby as in a little baby. So when you understand this, your approach in grooming him or her changes. When you understand that even though he is still your child, he's still your baby, or she has grown. So you want to approach such person and see him in a different light. No longer a baby who does not have an opinion of him or herself, but a child who has grown and is forming forming his or her own personality. So you have to understand that this child is no longer your baby. So first, I said don't beat yourself too much. Second, I say understand that growth has happened. So the next thing that you may want to check is that you want to check and change your approach to parenting. You may want to move from your autocratic kind of parenting to something more democratic. So before, when you make decisions, you might want to involve he or she in decision making. So you don't want to be the only one making decisions now, because now he or she is trying to form an independent life different from the life you've introduced to him or her. So you might want to make use of democratic approach to parenting. You might also want to adopt dialogue. Rather than enforcing laws and principles in the home. Because now you cannot just say, I want you to do this, I want you to do this. The person wants to question you because he has seen other things somewhere else. So you want to involve dialogue more at this stage of your parenting. Dialogue more. You might also want to be more open to accept him or her and all the other things they are now building. You want to be more open to accept the new philosophy or she is now building. You want to be more open to hear he or she's point of view in issues. Another thing that can help is to try to build friendship afresh. Draw closer, of course, not in an overprotective way. So draw closer to the person, ask for wisdom from the Holy Spirit. I cannot overemphasize this. You need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. That way you can create influence on him and also monitor the kind of influence your child experiences. Also, there is the root of love. Go the way of love. Never stop loving your child, even if it seems as if she has changed from the child you used to know. Never stop loving your child. Let them remain your precious jewel. Keep loving them. and don't hesitate to even let them know. Because truly, love conquers multitudes. The Bible has even said that love conquers multitude of sin. Truly, love is a way of breaking even the hardest of people. So no matter how it seems as if your child is no longer under your command, I don't really know how to put it, but it's no longer under your wings. It seems as if it's already growing and growing outside what you used to know him as. Never stop loving your child. Also, create family time. This will give you the opportunity to form relationships afresh with them. Create family time. And above all, don't forget the way of the Spirit. Depend on the help of the Spirit. You truly cannot navigate this phase alone, to be very sincere with you. So don't even try to do it on your own. You have help. So draw strength and help from God. You know, I usually say parenting is not easy. Well, it actually can be easy with the help of the Holy Spirit. So rather than say parenting is not easy, I'd rather say parenting is hard work. But with Jesus, you can scale through. So I hope you gained something today. If you did, send me feedback. Let me know what you gained. And also, if you have similar experiences, you want to share some experiences with me, yeah, also let me know. Send me a message on WhatsApp on 0818 or on Facebook at Ekundayopelumi. I really want to hear from you after this episode. And thanks so much for coming around this week. Do have a splendid week. I'll catch you again next week. Bye.